Country, Lord. Father, we say, have your way. We say, have your way, Father God, in every detail of our lives. Hallelujah. Coming together, just coming soft. Hallelujah.
Have your way.
Your way.
be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Here in the earth, Lord, as it is heaven, Lord. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Oh, we need you, Lord, have your way.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It's good to see you this evening. Missed you guys last Sunday. We were out in a different part of the country, but I'm glad that we are here tonight on a very special night. This night is a night that should have transpired last week, Friday. But we are having it today. What must be. Sometimes it is delayed, but there comes a fullness of time. Amen? When it is no longer delayed. And I believe that this marks that season and moment for every one of us. The things that we expected to have happened, that didn't happen at when we thought it should happen, finally comes to pass. Like that song, what we've waited for has now come to pass. Amen? Let this be a day of it has come to pass for us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, let me begin by stating that the Feast of Tabernacles is declared as the Feast of Joy. In fact, it was said that if you had not been at the feast, especially the last day of the feast, you have not experienced what joy was all about. Because it was the culmination of the declaration of salvation. It was such an amazing feast that involved so many people. There were three feasts that the people had to do a pilgrimage to. There was a feast of Passover, the feast of Pentecost, and this feast. The other four feasts you could be at your home, but these three feasts you had to be in Jerusalem. But this one most of all. And when they had the feast, water had to be gotten from the pool of Siloam, which we read about in John chapter 9 and verse 7. The Gospel of John 9, verse 7, and also in verse 11, we see that piece, that particular pool being addressed. He said, this about the blind man that the Lord Jesus Christ was to heal. He says, and he said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. Praise the Lord. The high priest goes to that pool and he takes water in a golden vessel. And he's going to take that water and he's going to come all the way to the temple and pour it on the altar. There was another person going with him that had a silver vessel. And in that silver vessel, there was wine. And they will pour this in the altar, in a bowl, and it will flow. Then there were a set of priests that went and made sacrifice, and they are going to come up to the altar also. Then there was a second set of priests that went, excuse me, to the Mozar Valley. The Mozar Valley, that's where they will pour the ashes of the red heifer that they use for atonement. They will go there and they will take willows. They will get willows that are about 25 to 30 feet long. And they will bring those willows, and the priest will hold those willows, and they will be swinging it, and it will be making a noise, a windy noise. Are you with me so far? So they form lines about 30 feet apart, and they are swinging this, and there are pilgrims all across the road leading all the way to the temple, and they're swinging this. And as they got close, came through different gates, as three gates, as they come close, a man rises up and begins to blow a flute. They call that flute the piercing, representing the piercing that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to go through. Are you with me so far? Okay. So picture yourself in this particular atmosphere with all of these activities happening, people bringing in the sacrifice, the people coming in with willows and the and the priest, high priest, coming in with his golden vase and all of this action taking place, and they all come together, and this guy is blowing the flute, and the people are shouting and rejoicing. It was just an exuberant sight. They go in and they pour in the water. Now, the first 6 days when this celebration of the tabernacle is taking place, the priest walk around the altar. But on the seventh day, that day was for the people. So can you imagine all those people going across and around the altar? And I'll tell you something about the willows in a moment. And they'll go around it seven times. They're going around, and they are shouting at the top of their voices, Hosanna Rabbah, Hosanna Rabbah, meaning salvation now, salvation now, salvation now, salvation now. Now, those willows that the priests were carrying, they bring it to the altar and they lay it by the sides of the altar, and they create a sukkah. You with me? So all of this is happening. I wish I was there to experience this experience of rituals taking place. But everything was pointing to the Messiah. Everything was pointing to the Messiah. And so when the priest began to pour the water on this seventh day, this is when the Lord Jesus Christ stood up and began to speak. But before we get to what the Lord Jesus Christ said, let us go to the Gospel of John, the seventh chapter. Gospel of John, the seventh chapter, and we look at certain things. And I believe that we are at that time. The break, I believe, is over, and something is happening. I told you during this last segment of meetings that something has changed. I mean, if you remember me repeating that again and again. Okay. Has something changed in the world so far? Okay. It is changing, and I told you it was going to change really fast. things are going to be moving at a high pace. And I've spoken to us as best as I know how to. Do everything to be grounded in your faith. Because if you're not grounded, you're going to be blown away. When the Lord Jesus Christ talked about the falling away, I'm sure there were people who were there saying, no, not me. When the Lord Jesus Christ said, you're all going to deny me, and Peter was saying, not me. Guess who did it first? So we need grace. Amen? Every one of us. I don't care, you know, how stable you think you are. Right now, don't depend on yourself. Oh, I have a good prayer life. I have a good word life. I know the scriptures. None of that, please. Don't rely on yourself now. On what you know or don't know. Rely on God. Please, Lord, help me. Yes. Amen? Help me. Is somebody listening? Yes. Okay. And if you see your brother struggling, go alongside of him and say, brother, we can make it. Come on, let's go. Let's go. The Lord is our strength. He's our Ebenezer. He's our rock. Come on, let's go. Eternity is too long to spend in the wrong place. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Oh, well, I was baptized when I was 5 years old. Forget about that. You need help. I need help. I'm not relying on anything I've got. My faith is in God, not on me. Amen? You get it? Well, I pray you do. He says, after these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he will not walk in Judea, because the Jews sought to kill him. Now, everything I'm going to read to you now, that is in reference to the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to see it as a reference to you. Okay? That means that there are places that you will not go to. How many of you know Jesus is the Son of the living God? Okay. The Bible says he will not walk in Judea because he knew there were people there that were going to kill him. Hello? So he was what? Wise. Don't rush into everything. I've got faith, I'm going to take care of it. Chill. Even the Lord Jesus Christ knew when to back off, even for a moment. He says, now the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was at hand. Remember, the Word of God says this was the Feast of God. But they had made it also the Feast of the Jews. That which belongs to God, they've made it theirs. And what is going to happen here, when man gets involved and says, what belongs to God is his, he wants to take control of whatever it is that is happening. And so it is also about God and his church and the things of God. When man begins to make it his, he begins to control it. And in controlling it, he begins to do crazy things. Create a Hamas situation. And when I say Hamas, that's a true word in the Bible. It means violence. Okay? But that violence will be shut down. Praise the Lord. And before we are done today, we're going to pray for the nation of Israel. He says, his brethren therefore said unto him, depart hence and go into Judea. Stop staying here. that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. These are his own brothers. The Bible says, his brethren therefore said unto him, depart hence and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. Why did they say that? Verse 5 tells us, it says to us, for neither did his brethren believe in him. His own brothers. They didn't believe in him. He grew up with them, went out and ministered, and they hear testimonies. Oh, this and that and this and that. And yeah, right. You, we know you. Come on. You're pulling our leg. Okay. Why don't you go out there and do some miracles right there in Judea, in Jerusalem, so that everybody can see you. They didn't believe in him. Verse 4 says, watch this. It says, for there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world. And this is going to be the greatest temptation that we face. Show us some miracles. Show us something to prove yourself. It's the same temptation that the Lord Jesus Christ faced. If you be the Son of God, turn these stones and make them bread. There are people who are going to want you to demonstrate something, to prove something. And the Lord says, that's not the way to go. You take charge of your time, of what you do, and when you do it. You have nothing to prove to anybody. Praise the Lord. Are you listening? I hope you do. Because the temptation is coming for you to prove something. You have nothing to prove to anybody. You are who you are in God. Whether you do something or don't do anything. The Lord God spoke about Jesus Christ at the water of baptism. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. He had not done one miracle yet. The world wants you to show off. Don't do it. Because if the enemy can make you to do something, then he's already in control. You decide when you're going to do whatever it is that you're going to do. The Lord Jesus Christ sums it out this way: I do nothing. I can do nothing except what I see the Father doing. If the Father is not doing it, I'm not doing it. Call me chicken, okay. Or call me duck, okay. Call me whatever. It doesn't matter. You have nothing to prove to anybody. I pray that you're hearing what I'm saying. Apply what I'm saying to you to your own life in different ways that you are going to be encountered. Apply that truth. You have nothing to prove. Amen? His own brothers didn't believe in him. His own family members didn't believe in him. If your own family, who knows you better than your family? And if your own family don't believe in you, who else? We have an adage, if you don't like your mother's soup, who else will like it? Yeah, that's it. People are not going to believe. But you don't have anything to prove to anybody. Praise the Lord. If you're a minister, please hear what I'm saying to you right now. You have nothing to prove. Just know who you are. And know that there is a perfect time to do what you got to do. Amen? Verse 6 says, then said Jesus unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. Your time to do whatever it is that you want to do is always there. But my time is a specific time. I'm waiting for that particular time in which I am going to do what I have to do. The world cannot hate you. But me, it hated because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. So it hates me. Go ye up unto this feast. Note the statement of the Lord. Go ye up unto this feast. He didn't even mention it is God's feast. He says, go on to this feast. You want to go to this feast? Go. I go not up yet unto this feast, for my time is not yet full come. My time is not yet what? Full come. It's not the fullness of time. At the fullness of time, I'm going to move. 7 days? Of course. It's got to be the fullness of time. You've got to be there from day one to day seven. What is going on? When he had said these words unto them, he abode still in Galilee. But when his brethren were gone up, then went he also up unto the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret. He went, how? In secret. That is a very interesting word that he uses here, because it's a word that we use nowadays for currency, cryptos. He went in secret. Now, when the Word of God uses the word secret here, or cryptos, it means that he was there, but he veiled himself. He was walking amongst them, but hidden from their view. Rise with me. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the grace to walk in cryptos, in secret, hidden from the view of evil men and evil women at all times, hidden in the secret place of the Most High, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So I receive that grace now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is going to be very important for us in the days to come, to be able to go cryptos, go stealth. You are there, but they cannot see you. Amen? You and I are going to need that in this last of the last days. To become invisible. Praise the Lord. We're talking about these things and it doesn't make any sense to you, because in the natural that's not a possibility. But in the realm of the Spirit, you're going to walk in that dimension. Praise the Lord. You're going to walk in that dimension. You see you, but they don't see you. And you'll be shocked. Well, how come they can't see me? What's going on? You're running around. Where is he? I'm shut your mouth. You're hidden from their view. Praise the Lord. In the middle of the feast, hidden. scriptures, because he came at the fullness, not based on the timing of man, trying to prove something, but on the reliance on the will, the perfect will of God, God's timing. That is what is going to save you and I in this last of the last days, that we are relying on God's timing, not the timing of man. The timing of man will get you into trouble. The timing of God will keep you, because you are abiding in the secret place of the Most High. So the Bible says, then the Jews sought him at the feast and said, where is he? 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 They're looking for him. Oh, yeah. But he's in secret. It says, and there was much murmur among the people concerning him. For some said, he is a good man. Others said, nay, but he deceiveth the people. Some people say, he's a good man. Some people say, he's a deceiver. Howbeit, no man spake openly of him for the fear of the Jews. Now, when the Word of God talks about the fear of the Jews here, it's in reference to the people that were in authority amongst the Jews. That will be referencing the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the people, the priests, people in leadership. They were looking for him. But the people were just murmuring. They would not speak out loud. Why? There will be trouble for them. Now, about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple. Wow. He's in secret, hiding himself. But at the right time, he goes up into the temple and he begins to teach. And watch this statement. And the Jews marveled, saying, how knoweth this man letters, having never learned? He didn't go to our Bible school. How does he know these things? And this, remember I said to you, whatever you see happening with the Lord Jesus Christ, see it as happening to you. You heard me say that, right? Okay. God is going to raise up men and women who have not gone to some Bible school, who have been educated with whatever else. The education that they have is the education of the Spirit. Amen? So people are going to wonder, wow, this is deep. Where did he go? We don't know where this guy got so smart from, got so empowered from. God is about to do that. God has been raising you by his Spirit and infusing into you by his Spirit his capacity. One of the things we've learned is that when God made us living souls, he breathed into us his word. Amen? And that the words that God breathed into us are not idle words. They are employed, engaged words. And every one of us have the words that we need to speak. Hallelujah. You're empowered by the wisdom of God, not the wisdom of man. The wisdom of God. And you're going to speak by the Spirit of God, the words of God, boldly, as God's Holy Spirit gives you utterance. Praise God. Praise God. It says, Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but he's that sent me. I've been sent. And what I'm saying to you is not mine. It is the words of the one who sent me. We must recognize the grace of God that calls us so that we can be sent, dispatched to fulfill divine purpose. If any man will do his will, If you focus your attention to do His will, you will know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him. If you seek the glory of the one that sent you, then you become true. The same is true. And no unrighteousness is in him. Praise the Lord. So he begins to expound this, and then as he expounds it and talks about how they were trying to kill him and they were going through all of their jargon and whatever else that they wanted to go through, he brings us to verse 37. To cut down on time, I encourage you to read the whole chapter. But the parts that I want you to take note of immediately are the facts that you need to go into a cryptos level. Amen? That there's going to be a time, and that is only possible if you're not following the timing of man, but the timing of God. Amen? If you're going about trying to prove something, then you're your own. Okay, you're not going to go cryptos. But if you're seeking the will of the one who sent you, then he will cover you. Praise God. Because you're not sending yourself, he's the one sending you. If you send yourself, you sent yourself. And therefore, you are responsible for yourself. Amen? But if he sent you, you can go cryptos. Praise God. Hallelujah. What was the first thing I said you must not do? Don't try to prove yourself to anybody. Amen? Don't try to prove anything to anybody. Don't try to do what? You don't have anything to prove. It is the first temptation. If you be the Son of God, turn these stones and make them bread. You have nothing to prove. Because if you're trying to prove anything to them, whoever the them is, you have not believed the word of God who says, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Praise God. Faith is not about you proving stuff to people. Faith is about you beholding what God is showing to you and following God's timing. You got that? Oh Lord. I don't know if you know how important what I'm saying to you right now is. It seems as very simple, but that is going to save you in the days that we come into. Follow. The Lord Jesus Christ did not go out into Judea because he knew there were people there trying to kill him. Meaning that if he went there when it was not time for him to go there, he'll be dead meat. He will not end up at the cross. That's where he needs to get to. Don't die before you get to where you need to be, because you want to prove something. That goes to me, that goes to you, every one of us. That means I need to be careful about what I say, that I don't say things I don't need to say before I say it. Your timing with God is of utmost importance. Stay safe. Amen? Now, when the priests were pouring that water and the wine on the altar on that last day, while people are going around that altar seven times, the altar that is surrounded by the willows, at a strategic time, he had spent time teaching, and the people are wondering, is this not the guy that they wanted to kill? Maybe the priests, they've already believed on him also. They were looking for him, and now the guy is there teaching everybody, and nothing has happened. And the Bible is very clear. They could not do anything. If I could get you the verse. It's right there in John 7, but I'm not sure which verse it is right now. The priest could not touch him because it was not time. Amen? Hallelujah? It was not time. They couldn't do anything about it. But now he comes. And as they pour in it, he says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly, praise the Lord, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Wow. Rivers of living water. It says, if you believe in me, out of your belly is going to flow rivers of living water. What is set up? He's saying, basically, by that statement, I am the Messiah. I am the Savior. Because the people are going around and saying, save now. Save now. Save now. And they go around it seven times. And here, while they are doing that, Jesus is making this amazing proclamation. He's not afraid. It was his time. In verse 30 of John 7, the Bible says, then they that sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him, because his hour was not yet what? Come. The hour was not yet come. But he was following the timing of God. He was not following his own timing. He was not being pressured or allowing the pressure of man to determine what he did. It's so easy to be pressured. Somebody comes and stands before you and says, lay hands on me and pray for me. And in the spirit, you don't see it. So, no, I'm not going to do that. Why? And everybody's looking at you. Why aren't you? You're dishonoring him. But you don't see what I see. If that's not what the Lord is showing, why am I doing it? And that's the time that we've come to, child of God. The time that none of us should be pressured to do anything without checking God's timing. You get it? I believe you got it. You didn't get it all this time. It finally got in. I'm at peace. Praise the Lord. Timing. Discernment. It is crucial for us in this last of the last days, knowing where to be and what to do, what to say, when to say it, knowing when to have your mouth shut. People wonder, why aren't you saying something? You should defend yourself. I'm not saying nothing. This is a time to trust God to fight for us. Amen? It's time to trust God. He stands up. Verse 38. He that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. In Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 3, which is a scripture verse that was proclaimed at this particular time of celebration. It says, therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. The priest had gone to that pool of Siloam, the pool that the Lord Jesus Christ sent the blind man to wash his face. And he came back seeing. God, I know I went all the way back. God is calling us to a place of seeing. Because it is in your seeing that you'll be able to line up with the will of God. The Lord asked me to have everyone come in to the service today to come in with a bottle of water. Did you come with your bottle of water? You got your bottle of water? Let me see your bottle of water. It is a bottle of water. We got it from Superstore somewhere. But this bottle of water shall be, even now, in the name of the Lord, like the waters of the pool of Siloam. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The wells of salvation. I don't know what the Lord is going to ask you to do with this water. But I'm going to do something with mine. I'll tell you what I'm going to do with mine. May I have another bottle of water? Give me four. I need four. Yeah. It's okay. There's lots. Thank you. What are you doing there? The lady's running. Go and get helper. Praise the Lord. If you need any more for your family, get it. Thank you. Those of you at home, get a bottle of water. You know, it looks funny when you're doing stuff like this, but I'd rather listen to the instruction of the Lord than think with my natural mind, how are people going to look at this and say, oh, those people, what are they doing with a bottle of water? I don't care. I'm going to do what the Lord wants me to do. Amen? Praise the Lord. The Lord says, my doctrine is to say what the one who sent me asked me to say or to do. What am I going to do with my bottle of water? Just like the Lord Jesus Christ said to the man that was blind, go to the pool, wash your face, and the man came back seeing. I'm going to believe that as I use this water and wash my face with it, it will be a sign that I have gone to that pool and every form of blindness is eradicated from my life. Amen? Hallelujah. I remember many years ago, I've told you this story. We were in Israel, and we had gone to the city of David, and from the city of David, they told us there were some streams. The Gihon River was in the caves down there, and Mama and I and two of our spiritual daughters had gone in there, and we were going to follow this stream and walk through this stream over and come to an opening on the other side. And as we got into the stream and we're walking in it, the Lord says to me, he says, tell everybody to wash their face with the water. So I said, I don't know what kind of water this is. So I told them, and we all washed our faces. And as soon as we finished washing our faces, they said, this thing, we don't know, we're feeling a little bit claustrophobic, you know, we'd like to go back. So we all turned around, and when we got back to the city of David, they had some pamphlets. And we opened the pamphlets, and I read, this is the Gihon River, and it ends at the pool of Siloam. Wow, I said, wow. That's why the Lord said, wash your face with the water. I was so glad that I did. Just wash that face. May God grant you supernatural eyesight in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, they poured this water, and yet the Lord Jesus Christ stands up and begins to declare. And the Bible says that he made that proclamation because of the Holy Spirit that was yet to be given. Amen? In verse 38, he says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. In John 17, the Lord speaks and says, Father, glorify me. Let's go there and see, you know, the statement of the Lord in John 17. And in just a moment, we will go to one more passage of Scripture, and we're going to do what the Lord is calling us to do today. It says in John 17, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Remember we read in John 17, they could not touch him because it was the hour had not come. Now he says, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. That is key. We are able to glorify God because God first glorifies us. Amen? Praise the Lord. We have nothing to give back to God except that which God has given to us. So, Father, glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify you. Rise with me and let's make this declaration. Let's say, Father, glorify me that I may be that I may bring glory to you. In Jesus' mighty name, I receive the glory that I may give to you the glory. What I have received, I give back to you with thanksgiving in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may be seated. The Bible says we all sin and fell short of the glory of God. When God glorifies us, we are now able to glorify him. He says, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal. I want you to read this with me. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. That's what eternal life is. Knowing God and knowing Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Now the Bible tells us that when we walk in love with each other, that the Father and the Son will come and make their abode in us. Remember that? That is the word of God. That's how the glory of God is made manifest. He says, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Watch that statement. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work that thou gavest me to do. Did he go to the cross yet? Did he go to hell yet? But what did he say? I have finished. What is that language? The language of faith. In other words, there is no way I'm not going to complete what I've been called to do. And that's got to be the stance that you take before you go to any challenges that you will ever face. I finish my work. Paul says, I have finished my course. Is that what he said? He was still alive. He said, I finished. I'm done. Completed. Hallelujah. I see myself crossing over. I see myself fulfilling the mandates of God. I see myself by the Spirit of God doing the miracles of God and seeing men and women come to salvation. I see myself in Christ Jesus fulfilling my mandate, the mandate of the Lord. I'm accomplishing my destiny in Jesus' name. I cannot fail. I can do all things through Christ who has strengthened me. Amen? The language of God in our mouth is of that which is completed. Completed. Finished. When he was on the cross, what did he say? It is finished. Huh? But he's not gone to hell yet. He's not ascended to go up to the Father and place the blood at the mercy seat. But he said what? It is finished. What is your language? It's finished. I'm not going to fail. I'm going to fulfill the mandate of God. That is the proclamation that must come out of your mouth every day. Amen? Speak it. Declare it. Hallelujah. No amount of issues or troubles that will befall me in the days to come will be able to fall me. I will not sleep. I will not slumber. I will not slide forward, backward, sideways, any which way. My feet are stable. Hallelujah. I am walking with the Lord, and I'm getting all the way through, no matter what. Are you hearing it? Are you receiving it? Hallelujah. I can see, and I'm following the timing of God. I will not be swayed by man or by issues or concerns. My faith is in the Lord. Salvation now. Send now prosperity. Praise God. You receive it? You receive it? Amen. Well, let us conclude, because we're going to pray in just a moment. In the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 28 and 29, this particular scripture was being used. It says, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall," what? "Prophesy." Anyone here that has sons and daughters? Well, we've got something to declare. Hallelujah. We have the right to declare, "Son, you will prophesy." Amen? Prophesy in the name of the Lord. Prophesy. When you prophesy, you are in tune with what God is declaring, what God is showing. Hallelujah. That supernatural eyesight, supernatural insight, supernatural foresight. Hallelujah. He says, "Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams." Amen? Amen. Praise God. Anybody has an old man around? Praise God. Say, "Dream dreams." Amen. He says, "And your young men shall see visions." Anybody know some young men around? Amen. I think I qualify for both, young man and old man. So I would dream dreams and see visions. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I'm a son to somebody, so I'm going to prophesy. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And says, "And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days will I pour out my spirit." Now, what is God talking about here? He's talking about a family being consumed by the presence of His Spirit. Household transformation. Let us declare right now together, if you may rise with me again. Say with me, "We declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, household salvations, household deliverance, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon our families. We prophesy, we dream dreams, and we see visions in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because there is an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in our lives, out of our bellies." Touch your belly. Hallelujah. "Out of my belly flows rivers of living water in the name of Jesus. Anything that has stuck up this stream, this river. In the name of Jesus, you are removed now. This river is undammed right now. In Jesus' mighty name, rivers are flowing out of my belly. In the name of Jesus, out of my bosom, healing waters are flowing. The rivers of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I'll stop there tonight. But now I'd like for us to just make a slight switch. We're going to pray concerning what is happening right now in the land of Israel. This that has just happened can easily escalate to a world war. And when I say that, I'm not saying that lightly. What is happening right now in the Middle East can easily escalate to a world war. We don't want anything to happen before time. Amen? So how can it escalate that way? Well, we've got Hamas battling from Gaza. We've got Hezbollah in Lebanon and in Syria. And we have Iran that is backing them. Israel, if they are attacked by those other two, will pull the U.S. into it. Israel will go straight into Iran and bomb Iran. If Iran is bombed and the U.S. is engaged, directly or indirectly, Russia comes in, China comes in, and people begin to take sides, and it will be mayhem. Don't think, oh, it's happening way there. No, the world is a village. Anything happening anywhere right now affects you directly or indirectly. Amen? Well, the enemy will like to do that right now. He will very much like to accomplish that right now because he will like to drag as many people as he can to hell. But we are not going to give room to that. Amen? Praise the Lord. He is on a rampage. All right? It will affect everybody, affect everybody's, every nation's economy. They have captured Italians, Canadians, U.S. citizens, a lot of citizens around the world. So there are all kinds of interests about what's happening there right now. But the amazing thing, and what causes me to say all of this, is because of what I saw 2 days ago. We're going to pray for Israel that the world doesn't turn against Israel. Because that's the agenda of the enemy. There are places that Israel is placing their faith in and trust in that are going to disappoint them. the help of Israel is in God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Please, what I'm saying to you, I'm not just saying based on natural stuff. I'm talking also about things by the Spirit that I have seen. And because God shows something doesn't necessarily mean that is His will. It's just showing what is out there so that you and I can pray about it and divert certain things, move certain things out of the way. We've got to have these rivers of living water that's in us reach the world. Amen? We need to access the world with the love of God. You understand? Because the spirit of the enemy is operating right now. Who goes and begins to behead little babies in their cribs? Who does that? Those are sacrifices so that they are empowered. But whatever power they think they have, they will die in their holes. Amen? Amen? Praise the Lord. So let us pray. Rise. Pray as the Holy Spirit leads you. Pray for our world. Pray for the nation of Israel. Our God will be a mighty fortress. Our God will help them. Because they are being overwhelmed. Their defenses are being overwhelmed in the natural. Just a few days ago, I told you about the Yom Kippur War that happened 50 years ago. And right on the dot, the enemy has come again, seeking to destroy. But God is our present help in the time of trouble. We must pray for the nation. Heavenly Father, we ask, O God, for your intervention concerning this matter. We declare your word, O God, that you said in the book of Ezekiel that you will cause Hamas to cease, violence and evil, destruction to cease. We ask, O God, for the activation of that word now. And Lord, O God, that the spirit of Hamas, the spirit of violence, O God, will be shut down immediately. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the people, O God, that are being held captive. We pray even for the Palestinians right now that are being held captive and subject to the spirit of Hamas. Father, in Jesus' name, we declare the Lord, O God, that those, O God, that have been agents of darkness, seeking the destruction of your people, Lord, O God, massacring, Lord, O God, people innocently. Father, that you will stop them in their holes, in the holes that they have dug. Father, in Jesus' name, find them. Find them right there in their holes. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, O God, for the salvation of your people. Lord, O God, at your feast, at a time when your people should have the greatest joy, the enemy came to bring pain and hurt. Lord, O God, your word is the truth, and the enemy cannot make you and your word a lie. So let there be celebration for the people that this day have cried out. May they see and rejoice because salvation has come to them. May they draw from the wells of salvation. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, O God, let there be an outpouring of your Holy Spirit on all flesh. Your spirit of truth, let it richly touch lives. Out of our bellies, O God, let rivers of living water flow now. We give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. We serve a faithful God. He's a God who loves us with an everlasting love. You may be seated. I'm so glad that you're able to come out tonight to this last day of our meeting. It was an extended time. This service should have happened last Friday. But in the natural, it did not happen. I thought I had made a real serious boo-boo. I said, Lord, I committed myself to doing this thing months ago. I didn't look at my calendar properly. What do I do? He said, go. I said, but what about this? And he said, no, it's not a mistake. I said, what do you mean it's not a mistake? He said, you're still going to do it. I said, when? He said, on the 11th. On the 11th? Okay. Why the 11th? He said, Joseph. I said, Joseph? What does Joseph have to do with this? Joseph is the 11th son, but it's really number one son. There was a delay, but there was a fullness of time. I said, I like that. Is there any more? Yeah. Joseph was raised up at that particular time because he was going to be used to bring salvation to Israel. What does that have to do with me and us? that's a very big one. But what does that have to do with us? Well, I don't need to do something with everybody. I just need to find somebody to do something with, to mark something. Okay. Then I began to see it. There were the 7 years of plenty and the 7 years of famine. And Joseph was greatly equipped to be able to help during the years of lack and save Israel. I believe that God is going to infuse into every one of us the capacity, the wisdom, the insight, the understanding, not only in terms of economy, but in terms also of the things of the Spirit, so that we are fully reserved, fully resourced to get people through the difficult years that are coming, that we'll be able to say when people are weak and feeble, there is strength in the Lord. Amen? May God fully equip every one of us. Hallelujah. So that we have the capacity, not just for ourselves, but to help others. Amen? The Lord reminds me about the virgins. I believe the Lord wants to bring in us and through us the capacity not only to have for ourselves, but to have for others, so that they don't need to go looking and then not entering. Amen? Wow, I never saw that verse that way until the Lord, by the Spirit, just said that to me now. What I just told you now, I just heard from the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. He's not willing that any perish. Praise God. May God give you the capacity to to have enough for yourself and extra that is enough to take care of others who have run out and are weak, so that we all can go in together to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But remember, the virgins are not the bride. Did I put a monkey wrench in your system there? Virgins are just those who are hanging around and have not given total commitment, their overall, and stayed absolutely focused, but still love the groom and the bride enough to be invited, enough to be part of the team. May those that are not all there, but close enough, have that same grace come upon their lives so that we can bring as many in together. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Awesome. Well, at this time, let us honor God with our giving. And I forgot to let you know that I like communion today. So, you ready? I know you're always ready. Amen. Well, just come, honor God with your giving. Let Him honor you as you honor Him. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Amen. I would like us now, while we see bringing our offerings, I'd like us to pray for the Jewish community. This is a community that has experienced a lot of harassment, persecution. There's anti-Semitism happening all around. What is happening right now is almost like the Holocaust to them. We're going to pray for the community not to be scared and nervous and to still know peace in the midst of all that is happening right now. Because I am certain, as I stand here, so many of them are scared. There are universities and colleges where there are Jewish students that are very concerned about their safety. Synagogues. Let's pray for the safety of that community all around the world. Will you pray? Let's pray for Jewish neighbors, that they feel safe. God will protect them. That fear will be removed far away from them. They need that right now. They need the support of God's people. The Word of God says we should pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the peace of the Jewish community. We ask, O God, that you will intervene. Lord, O God, that grace will abound to each one of them. Lord, O God, that they will be touched this day by your presence, that they will know that as seeds of Abraham, you have a covenant with them. Pray, O God, for the church to take its rightful place. Lord, O God, that this community would know the love of God. And that, Lord, O God, that Jews in Christians will become, as your word says, the one new man. That there will be the generating of an awesome move of your power like never before. Miracles of the Old Testament and the New Testament will be manifest in ways that we have never seen before. Let there be testimonies of your awesome power coming out of what is happening right now. That there will be testimonies upon testimonies of the moves of God. We give you praise that it is so. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you, Lord, for peace for this community. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We give God praise for all things. Thank you once again for being here. And do we all have our communion? Okay. We'll take off the body and we'll thank God from whom all blessings flow. Father, we have heard your words. We've received, O God, the wisdom of your Spirit. We ask, O God, that we will all walk in accordance to the directives of your word. We'll walk, O God, in the wisdom of Spirit. Your Spirit. Move, O God, in the understanding and all knowledge, O God, that you give to us. And Lord, O God, that we'll not be forgetful hearers of the word, but doers of the work. Father, as we take off this body, affirm in us, every one of us, your eternal word. Heal us totally and completely. And enable us, O God, to move in that realm of cryptos as you did. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Take and eat. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin and from all unrighteousness. As we take off this cup, may God cleanse us and cause us all to be whole in every area of our lives. May anything that is contrary to God's will for our lives, this day be eradicated. Our reliance is not on ourselves, but on God, our present help at all times. Take off this cup and drink. We thank you, Lord, for the body and the blood. Let your divine purpose be accomplished in us all. For we give you praise, O Most High God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Well, God bless you richly. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord. Let me say hello to those that are on Zoom. We say good night to those that are on Facebook and on YouTube and Reddit and whatever other platforms. We'll see you on Friday for a powerful time together. Well, Sister Siebel, I see you.